You're with Virginia on ABC Radio Melbourne.
I wrote at the weekend in my weekend column just how much I was missing, and I'm sure many of you are, just the idea of a live performance, of being able to go out somewhere, see something, hear something, be stimulated by all the great creative industries that really fire the economy here in Victoria and around the country. There's been a lot of assistance for a lot of different parts of the economy, but not so much this one, unless you're lucky to fall into a narrow JobKeeper definition. Evelyn Richardson is the Chief Executive of Live Performance Australia, which is the peak body for Australia's live performance industry, overseeing, if you like, all the live performance venues and companies you can imagine. And Mr. Tim Rogers, well, he's a living national treasure. He's an Australian musician, actor and writer, and of course, best known as the frontman of Australian rock band UMI, and they're here to talk you through how they're going to get through this when it's all over. Evelyn Richardson, good morning to you.
Good morning, Virginia.
Evelyn, we've heard from the Premier that the large institutions like the State Library and the NGV, they've got a start date now of June 22, albeit with limited numbers. But do you have any sense of when performers can get back to their business?
Well, we're working through our roadmap to reopening now. And, I mean, obviously with our industry, we've got venues ranging from very small ones right up to, you know, major art centres, and then obviously concerts and music festivals, which are at, you know, much larger scale. So, you know, the government's announced, you know, a three-step phasing plan, and which, you know, at some point some small venues may be able to open, but obviously at a much less reduced capacity. And in fact, a lot of the live music venues are having this discussion at the moment because they're looking at how can they open an environment where the number of people and the distancing requirements generally make it, you know, not viable.
Well, that's the point. We can talk about a start date all we like, but if we have to keep those physical distancing restrictions, can any of these live performance venues actually, can they make it work financially?
Well, no, they can't make it work financially. And I think what we'll see across the sector is, you know, over the next, you know, few months, you may see some smaller activities or smaller activations in various venues, but none of them will be on a commercially viable basis. So what the message we've consistently given to government is that in order for our industry to reactivate and reopen, we need to be operating at capacity, or at least 75-80% capacity.
We'll talk about what that different sort of model might actually look like in a moment, but Tim Rogers is here with us. Of course, he presents Liquid Lunch on Double J Fridays at 2 p.m, which I listen to from time to time, best known as a frontman of UMI. Tim Rogers, good morning. Good to talk to you.
Hello, Virginia. Hello, Evelyn. How lovely to visualise it.
Well, it's nice to be talking about performance and live music. Can you think of a way that this can work? If you've got physical distancing in your venue, small, large, medium, can the promoter, the presenter, the company that owns the venue and the venue operator, can you all actually manage to walk away from that without actually recording a deficit?
Well, it appears not. I mean, I'm a bartender as well as a musician working at the Esplanade before all this happened. So actually lost two jobs in one day, which is unique.
Right.
But look, I think what we're asking is for the government to work in tandem with Music Victoria. There's obviously protocols that will need to be observed. But I think too often music venues are the first to, and musicians are the first to offer to help in any situation. And at the moment, it appears as if venues are looked upon as being sort of pits of nefarious activity and indulgence, when really it's everyone's aware that it's an opportunity for people to be socially fluid, socioeconomically. You're meeting strangers, you're communicating, asking the government to work with Music Victoria and how we can make this happen. There's a petition going out later today,
right,
which I'm very eager to read, because as, you know, being a bartender and a musician, watching all this happen, obviously we realise that people's health is the major concern. But for sound engineers, for owners, for people who work in these venues, my co-workers, we probably need a little bit of a help.
It sounds like it. Tim, also, it sounded like you were saying at the beginning of our conversation just there that musicians have been the first to step in to lend a hand at other times of crisis in Australia. Are you saying this morning it's time for the federal government to return the favour?
Well, I'm actually talking not as a musician today, Virginia, if that's right, because you know, at least we've got the opportunity to create. It's more as being a worker in a venue.
Tim Rogers, great to chat to you this morning. I guess in the meantime, it's going to have to be small coffee houses, will it, with just you and a guitar on stage and 20 people in the audience?
Oh, look, I'll be behind the jump or in front. I sort of exist on fish and chips and whiskey anyway, so I'm available to work for my friends, and if we can get some jobs back for people who are really hurting it.
I think we'll get that put on a T-shirt, fish and chips and whiskey. I think that's very nice indeed. Great to talk to you both. Thanks so much. Sure.